Welcome to all the listeners. We're seated today here at Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat, upstairs on the first floor veranda of the Paschatya Sevak Bhavan here in Chaitanya Sarasat Mat, Navadeep. We're overlooking the beautiful Samadhi Mandir of Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridharadev Goswami Maharaj, and just after that, the temple of the deities, Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandhava Govinda Sundarju. And I'm seated here with Sri Pad Bhakti Premik Siddhanti Maharaj of America and Malini Devidasi of Malta. Yesterday they went on quite an adventure. They went to Chalk Village near a town called Islampur in Murshidabad here in West Bengal. It's about 150 kilometers away. And they went for the installation of the deities. Siddhanti Maharaj, which deities were installed there yesterday?
Radha Shyama Sundar Mahaprabhu. Very nice deities. I don't know how they came there, but they're very beautiful deities. There was a little, Chari Maharaj had built a little temple house, typical Indian temple houses with like a, what deities stay in. There's no Nath Mandir, but in front there was a little veranda, enough space for 50 or so devotees to sit. And then in front of that there was a tent or a canvas to shed from the heat, which was full of Indian villagers from that area.
Malini, you also went yesterday to Chalk Village near Islampur. What did you see when you got there?
It was nice to see that everything has been set up, and I knew we were going for an installation of the deities. I'd never been to one of those before. So it was nice to see all the villagers were gathered there, and that Gurudev has disciples really all over the place. And the prasadam was cooking, everything was set up.
And when you arrived there, what did you do?
As soon as we got there, Acharya Maharaj was talking, and then we went for parikrama. This was very hot. It was really very hot. So then we came back around, and the fire sacrifice was performed.
Siddhanti Maharaj, did you lead the parikrama?
No, mostly Acharya Maharaj led the parikrama as far as the chanting. And we walked for over an hour, more or less you can say, in the noonday sun.
Yeah, it was very, very,
very hot.
Hot.
I don't think we realized what we were getting into.
Unbelievably hot.
Yeah.
Really just...
No shade, just and just walking more or less the height of the day when the sun is out.
Very dusty. There's no road, so as the parikrama walked by, it's a big cloud of dust. Chanting and breathing in this dust and the heat of the sun.
We know that about 10 Western devotees went. How many Indians do you estimate went there?
Oh, there's 500 or so, 500, maybe 1,000. There's more. Chari Maharaj has been going there preaching before. We have a big group there. In fact, in Gaur Purnima time, many of the people that come here are from that area. I know that there's been a regular preaching program there for a long time, so we have a lot of devotees there, and they have friends, so there's a lot of people. And in India, it's not so difficult to get a lot of people to come to a festival like that. All the people who aren't working, which is usually a lot, will come to a festival. And then in the parikrama, everybody comes out and greets us from their stores or the house.
And Sri Pad Niskinchan Maharaj and Amrita Krishnan Prabhu, both from Dumdum Park, from the Dumdum Park temple, they performed the fire yagya and the installation.
It looks like Bhudev has something to do with it too.
Bhudev Prabhu, of course, is the pujari from our Navadeep temple here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was leading the kirtan as soon as we got there. When Acharya Maharaj finished talking, there was some bhajans before we went to the parikrama. Bhudev was leading most of the songs as well.
And after parikrama, there was again more talk, discourse?
After parikrama, we came back, and that's when the fire sacrifice began. And they did that fire sacrifice for a while, maybe up to an hour. And then the deities were installed in Noon Arctic. And we were actually called away to take prasadam a little earlier, but I saw the pictures that they had Noon Arctic. And that was the end of the deity installation. They were installed. From what I understand, after that they had prasadam, because we saw big vats of khichdi being cooked. Huge vats of khichdi, enough to feed several thousand people. So I'm sure there's a lot of people came for prasadam.
And after you took prasadam, then you came back by bus?
Yeah, more or less, but we waited about an hour after. It was just too hot to move. We stayed in the house under a fan for at least an hour, and then we walked to the bus at 2 o'clock, but the bus didn't leave till 3, so we sat in this bus baking for an hour, and finally we began to come back.
A little clarification for the listeners that we're here towards the end of May, and it is the middle of the hot and dry season here. In the middle of June, then, we would hope and expect that the monsoon will come, and after that time the temperature will be a little more mild. In the meantime, it is a bit tough, especially for the Westerners coming from cooler climates.
Yeah, really, I wouldn't recommend that Westerners go out to a village this time of year. Like, most probably shouldn't even come to India this time of year.
One thing I would like to add is that apart from the deities that were installed, there is also three smaller deities also of Radha and Shyamasundar and Mahaprabhu, was it?
Yeah,
and these apparently used to belong to the owner of the land, the person who gave the land for the temple. Acharya Maharaj was explaining that that very morning they had a sort of little procession where they went to collect these deities to bring into the temple, and now they're sitting there together.
And the devotees were commenting on what nice prasadam they cooked for us yesterday.
What prasadam did you take yesterday, Maharaj?
Well, we all took very nice rice and puspanya and two sabjis, and then about three different bhaja preparations, olive bhaja and some other green type of bhajas, dal, then sweets, misty doi, karmana, and a rasgulla. It was just very nice prasadam, kind of out in the middle of nowhere. But one thing I was going to say too, that before we went to Islamapur, was that Gurudev was commenting how he's preached in these villages of Bengal. He said before that this is where he learned to preach, in the villages of Bengal, that Gurudev would send him out and he would also just go looking for opportunities to preach. And he preached extensively all over the villages. But this is where he learned to preach. He learned many slokas, learned how to speak and do kirtan and everything like that. And before we went to this yesterday, he was saying he knew some names of people that there that he had contacted when he would go in his days. And so I kind of had the feeling that we're just kind of continuing where he left off, so to speak. That he made contacts and made members of this moth, and now some time has gone by, but now Acharya Maharaj has picked up the ball, so to speak, and is establishing an actual proper center there.
You both came from Calcutta, from our Dum Dum Park temple, specifically to come to this program that took place yesterday. Before leaving from Calcutta, did Srila Govinda Maharaj give any instruction?
Not really. He was seen to be happy that the devotees were going. He was happy. Isa Bandhu and Deva Bandhu and the devotees that came, yeah. He knew we were all going to go, and he was happy about that. In fact, that morning he gave a nice little talk, and not about this subject matter, but a talk about something. Like a lot of times he doesn't talk so much now, but he was happy. He was happy, and the Bengalis, Niskanchan Maharaj, and they were all saying they were going. There was a general upbeat attitude about everybody's going. Everybody was happy. Everybody was going. You going? Yeah, go. I mean, it's hard to say no. You going? I guess so.
And Malini, everybody's always asking about Srila Govinda Maharaj's health, how he's doing, how he's keeping. So, just before you came from Calcutta to here, how did you see him?
The last time I saw him, as Maharaj is saying, he was in a very good mood, very happy, smiling, talking. Then, before I left, I wanted to see him and he was resting, because it was early afternoon. Sometimes, you know, it's up and down, but generally it's good, I think.
And Siddhanti Maharaj, any last word you may like to say to the devotees listening?
Be careful about coming this time of year.
Bring a good hat and an umbrella if you do.
No, actually, I always encourage devotees to come who want to practice Krishna consciousness. We have so many mosques now here in Navadvipa and in Vrindavan and Puri, and if devotees want to stay and actually practice Krishna consciousness, Gurudev's happy. You know, we do have the facilities, we have the guest houses, we have the prasadam that Gurudev personally has arranged all this. So if devotees are actually sincere about coming, they're welcome to come, and everything's here, so to speak. It's just sometimes the environment is a little bit difficult for Westerners, but you know, the hospitality and the devotion is here. So maybe, well, don't let the heat scare you if you really want to come.
And Malini, anything more you'd like to say to the devotees?
Continuing on what Maharaj was saying, I'm the perfect example of that. I feel it's by Gurudev's mercy that I am able to be here right now and practice. Because from my own means, it would not have been possible to be in India right now for me. But everything is provided for. Everything, you're welcomed. It's part of the big family, which it is, and it's just wonderful. It's the best place for nourishing the spiritual life.
Thank you both very much. Shripad Siddhanti Maharaj and Malini Devi Dasi joining us here today in Navadvip with their reflections on the installation of the deities in Chalk Village here in West Bengal yesterday.